This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Let's go for a little ride.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante, Derek Piper, alongside, as is Trevor Valise, but as normally happens when we have guests, we just shut Trevor off because we sometimes get embarrassed by questions that he asks. And I'm kidding, Trevor. You actually had a lot of good questions that we could ask Jake Pavorsky. So we'll let you on. Just raise your hand. You know how that works, Trevor.
I forget all of them.
Can we just get to Jake already?
Jeez. Right now, we're going to visit with Director of PR for the TBT tourney, Jake Pavorsky. Jake, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
You didn't happen to be a right winger for the San Jose Sharks, did you? That sounds like such a hockey Pavorsky. I love it.
A little Polish, a little Russian. I guess I could have been in a previous life, but I can't say I have been this lifetime.
Well, Jake, we really appreciate you joining us. And I know, I feel like, and I know a lot of it is because of House of Pain. So we've talked so much more about the tournament this year than we did the previous three. But, you know, also with this COVID-19, and you guys are out in front of this thing, and we're actually going to see basketball. I mean, you guys are seemingly getting a lot of airtime for this, and good for you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I mean, we have always prided ourselves at TBT on being innovative ever since our first tournament in 2014. We came up with the bracket celebration that the NCAA tournament adopted, the Elamending, which took the All-Star game by storm this year, and now figuring out how to play basketball, competitive basketball, on ESPN in the middle of a pandemic and being the first, you know, sport to return to do so is just another thing that we pride ourselves on. We're really excited about it. You know, we're appreciative that ESPN welcomed us with open arms, as well as our sponsors, Puma and Zelle. And we're looking forward to not only being able to play in front of our core fans and allowing them to be able to see TBT for the seventh year, but also for a new audience, including Illinois fans who might be tuning in for the first time. And we're hopeful and optimistic we'll be able to hook them for life.
Jake, you gave us a selection show today. God bless you guys. Fran Fraschilla, Seth Greenberg on it. Can you take us through some of the selection process, because if you look at the teams that applied, there was more than just 24 trying to get in there.
Yeah, we had 120 teams apply this year for 24 spots. In a normal year, we take 64 teams. But, you know, with the pandemic and, you know, the utmost importance being on safety, we felt we needed to condense the field to 24. So there were a lot of factors that went into it. Obviously, you know, talent goes into it, having a fan base, you know, people that care about the team, care about the guys, and are willing to tune in and support the team are important. But there's also an organization and a compliance aspect this year that is, you know, a much more priority than it's been in the past. We're playing this tournament completely under quarantine in Columbus, Ohio. You know, these guys are going to be undergoing multiple levels of COVID testing, one test at home, two tests on site at a minimum. And there's a lot that we require of these guys this year, more so than normal. If anyone is to leave our bubble without permission, they're not allowed back in. If anyone tests positive within the quarantine, we have to eliminate the whole team. Wow. And to try and prevent the spread of COVID throughout the field as a whole. So really trying to find a teams with guys that are understanding, that are willing to be compliant, and will do their best to, you know, be as strict as possible with health and safety and ensuring that everyone will be able to make it through this tournament, you know, safely and COVID-free.
We know the action will begin the weekend of 4th of July, and Lon and I might be used to watching baseball, but we're right, sure going to be glad to tune into some TBT. When can teams get to Columbus, and what's that process like as far as getting settled in, quarantine, and can they practice it all, get any run before the real thing?
Yeah, great question. So teams will arrive 5 days before their first game. Obviously, their arrival times are staggered. We have buys for our top eight seeds, so some teams won't arrive until July 4th. But for the first group of teams, as well as House of Pain, they'll arrive June 29th, provided that they pass their at-home test and received a negative test for COVID. Once they arrive in Columbus, they'll be tested again and then placed into a five-day quarantine as a team. Within that quarantine, they'll obviously be, you know, put up in a hotel room. We'll be providing food for them, and we'll also be providing court time as well. So it's an opportunity for these guys to practice within our quarantine. We basically built in a training camp within this 5-day quarantine.
Awesome.
Provided they've passed that test, they'll then take another one coming out of quarantine to ensure that they didn't pick it up while in quarantine. And then once they've passed all three tests, they'll then be able to compete in TBT.
Man, Jake, that's a lot of work, right? Jake Pavorsky, Director of PR for TBT Tourney. Follow Jake, by the way, on Twitter. He makes it easy. It's at his name. It's at Jake Pavorsky. Who pays for all the testing and everything? Is that something you guys have to do?
Yeah, it is something that we are covering on our end. We have some companies, Vault in particular, has been really helpful in helping us in the NBA. It just so happened that our first time champion was a Notre Dame alumni team in that first year. And it sort of has been the impetus for a lot of other really good alumni teams to join the tournament. Boeheim's Army, the Syracuse alumni team, joined the second year. Golden Eagles, the Marquette team, joined in 2016. It's just sort of snowballed over the years to where a lot of our teams have become alumni teams. And it makes a lot of sense on multiple levels. For us, obviously, we get to, you know, basically recreate March Madness in July, bringing these fan bases, bringing this audience that care about these players. And for these guys, it's another opportunity for them to wear the school uniforms, wear the colors, interact with fans, their coaches, and really just be a part of the university one more time. I mean, I remember last summer I had guys tell me that they were getting chills just thinking about coming out of the tunnel, you know, representing their schools again. And for some of these guys on this House of Pain team, like Matt Mooney and Mike Dom and others who may not necessarily have played at Illinois, they'll basically, you know, as this tournament goes on and fans become invested in this team, they'll basically be treated as honorary Illini. There's a guy, Jeff Gibbs, who's a 38-year-old, 6'3" center who played for the Carmen's Crew Ohio State alumni team last summer and was maybe, you know, their most important player. He was a real X factor for them. And he might as well be an honorary Buckeye at this point. So I think you'll find it interesting. We call them grad transfers. But Illini fans and fans of, you know, of basketball teams in general that might have some guys that played outside of the schools they're representing, and we'll welcome them with open arms.
You know, and a cool story, Jake, obviously, is our buddy Corey Bradford. And he is just obviously a huge favorite for Illinois fans. And everybody remembers Corey and those great teams that he played on here at Illinois. I mean, that's kind of the neat thing about it, probably even for you, too, is the sense that you get a guy like Corey Bradford, he's older, let's be honest. I even asked him, I'm like, how many minutes can you go, man? But, you know, it's kind of a cool little storyline, essentially, that you get a guy like that is older but yet still able to play in this thing, and you know he's going to love it.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I mean, he was still playing professionally this year. It's not like they're just pulling him off the street after, you know, 5 years outside of basketball, but that's what makes this thing so special. We're bringing together, I believe, three different eras of Illini basketball.
Yes.
You know, I didn't even, truthfully, I'm a young guy. I'm 23 years old. I didn't even realize Bill Self coached at Illinois. That's how young I am. So when I found out that Corey was part of that team, you know, where Bill Self was there, that blew my mind a little bit. So I think that is what really makes this tournament so fantastic. You can bring together guys from different eras. And I think this is like a college basketball fan's dream for any program, where you can sit there and you can look at a roster and you can see that you've got Malcolm Hill, who's now playing with Andres Feliz, who's now playing with Corey Bradford. I mean, for Illini fans,
awesome.
You know, you can look at any of these alumni teams. It's got to be a really special feeling for them, just as much as it is for us.
Very cool.
Jake, a couple of roster situations that didn't work out the way Illini fans had hoped, with Revonte Rice having to go play back in Israel. Good for him, obviously. Brandon Paul picks a different team. Dimitri goes back with Carmen's Crew. But to follow up, what do you think about the Illini TBT and their process of getting a team and what they can potentially do?
Yeah, I think Mike has done an excellent job on this team. I've worked with him closely on sort of putting this together over the last several months. And for a first-year alumni team, I think he's done an excellent job. Obviously, he cast a wide of a net as humanly possible. You know, the first couple guys you always think of when this thing would be, you know, Dimitri McKamey and Brandon Paul. You know, those guys are synonymous with Illinois basketball.
Sure.
But this team is really impressive. The guy, Malcolm Hill, is a really talented player. Bringing in Andres, you know, who did an excellent job on Illinois' best team in several years. I think he brings some toughness and some grit to this team. And the guys outside of Illinois, too, you know, they all have some sort of connection. You know, Matt Mooney, I think, is a really talented player, another tough physical guy who could score the ball with some NBA experience this year. And Mike Dom is the seventh leading scorer, you know, in NCAA history. You bring in all these guys, I think they all will gel really well together. There's some really solid chemistry. And when you look at the bracket and how things are shaped up, granted, you're potentially looking at a matchup against McCamey and Carmen's crew in round two. But it's very feasible for this team to make a really deep run in this thing for their first year. Mike has done an excellent job of forming this team, and they've got a little bit of everything that I think will make them very dangerous.
Now, Jake, a number of really, really talented players. You had Jimmer Fredette a couple years ago.
My man.
Joe Johnson's going to play. We mentioned that before the break. Is he the most accomplished or biggest name we might see in this thing?
Joe Johnson is definitely one of the bigger names. I wouldn't be surprised if some other guys jumped in. I know the Marquette alumni team is recruiting Dwayne Wade quite hard. We'll see if they'll be able to pull that one off. But Joe is certainly a big name. But this is where this tournament has gone over the past couple of years. I remember 2 years ago when we were in Atlanta and we had Jimmer's team up against the Carmen's crew. And you have Greg Oden and Jared Sullinger facing off against Jimmer Fredette. And from where this thing has come from, when we started in 2014, it was a pinch me moment for all of us. So this is becoming more normal for guys of this caliber to be able to step into this tournament. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see some really big additions over this next week.
D. Will. Darren Williams, baby. Where you at, Darren? Let's go. I know you can still play. All right. What are the, like right now, Illinois has, or the House of Pain, excuse me, has nine players. Can they still add? What is like a deadline to add a player?
So they have until a week before their reporting date to add players. So they have until June 22nd, to add players to the roster. I hear they're in talks with several players. They should be making some announcements soon. TBT rules this year allow for teams to bring up to 12 members on the team as a whole, including GM and coach. Mike sort of doubling as GM and head coach allows them to save a spot. So it wouldn't surprise me if they end up bringing in one or two different guys, but I think they'll probably cap things at 9 or 10, and they'll look to make some announcements in the next couple of days.
I want to ask you about the ESPN side of things. You know, who are some of the announcers? Which announcers will be there, and what does that kind of look like on that side?
Yeah, so I believe the plan for this year is to do our announcing remotely. I believe our guys will be in a studio in Indianapolis calling the games. Fran Fraschilla and Seth Greenberg have always been involved with TBT. The expectation is they'll continue to be involved. They did a great job on our selection show today, as well as our host, Chris Boasters, and our other analyst, Tim Scarborough. All four of those guys will be involved with the broadcast team in some capacity, as well as Jen Hale, who has done our sideline commentary for several years in TBT.
Got it. Joe Pavelski for the Sharks. That's what I'm doing here. Jake Pavorski. My apologies, Jake. My thought to this is I have not watched it, and I apologize. I've not watched it. Now that the House of Pain's in it, I know that I'm going to be a fan of this tournament going forward forever because I'm going to get into this thing and really enjoy it. What the quality of basketball, I know you're talking about some great players here, and, you know, obviously even just localizing it with these former Illinois players, we know how good they were. I would assume the quality of basketball and the want to of winning games in this tournament is pretty high.
The intensity in this thing is unbelievable. And I think the players will tell you that. It rivals an NBA playoff game. It rivals March Madness. It's what keeps guys coming back to TBT every summer, especially at this point. You know, in the early stages of TBT, the formative years, you know, guys were a little hesitant. But once they play in this thing, you can't turn these guys away. They want to come back as many years as possible. So what you'll see is a high caliber of play. We're going to have at least 35 guys in this tournament with NBA experience. So you're going to see, awesome, you know, really talented players, guys that play at an incredibly high level overseas. But they're playing for a ton of money. I mean, there's a seven-figure check being waiting to be written for them when this thing is over. You're going to see guys scrambling for loose balls, toughness, tenacity, you know, going after every rebound. You're going to see some chippiness. You might see some elbows thrown. And that's kind of what makes this thing so special. People love the tenacity of it. They love the physicality. Is what the players really are into. For fans who you know are kind of tired of watching NBA guys maybe take some games off or not play as hard, there are no plays taken off in TBT. Every single possession matters. You can get sent home on any single possession. And then you mix in the Elam ending where every game ends on a game-winning shot. I mean, talk about goosebumps and your palms sweating. It's really intense. And I think once fans who haven't seen TBT really dive in and then get the opportunity to watch, I think they'll be hooked for this year, for years to come.
Awesome.
Really look forward to it, Jake. Last one for you. We know that Illini fans have already been getting involved on Twitter, which you've probably seen. But if you go to the TBT website, thetournament.com, you can support a particular team and give some money. What would that go to, and what does that kind of involve for those that would be interested?
Yeah, so for fans who are interested in picking a team, basically, go on our website, thetournament.com, go through the rosters. I imagine a lot of these people listening right now will be siding with the House of Pain. So click on the House of Pain roster. Click on support this team and sign up to become a fan. The fans of the winning team will all split $50,000. So right now, there's 125 supporters for House of Pain in line to win $400 each if House of Pain were to win. So it's the opportunity. Not only do you have a rooting interest in this thing already for watching some of your favorite players and play for your alma mater, but you potentially have some skin in the game by putting a little extra money in your pocket when this thing's all said and done.
And that, can you just throw out any amount, or how does that work? Is there a minimum?
So the prize that we're allocating for fans is $50,000. Depending on how many supporters sign up, every single supporter will split that evenly. So for the 125 people who have signed up to support House of Pain, they'll all get $400.
But okay, so let's say I threw in 50 and Derek threw in 5. Would he still get the same amount as me?
So there's only one vote per person, and fans aren't putting up their own money. It's money that we're putting up as part of the prize. So basically, the team will get $1 million. All of the fans will get $50,000 that we, as a tournament, are giving to the fans, and then they'll use their one vote to cast for which team they want. So let's say, for example, if House of Pain ends up with just 125 supporters, you divide that money, and then each of their supporters will get $400. And that'll equate out to 50 grand.
Got it. Okay. That's great. Hey, Jake Pavorsky, great stuff here. By the way, I mean, Derek and Trevor and I were talking. The Jimmy V team, they beat who they needed to beat this year. And it seems like they deserve to be in this field. I mean, no, we're kidding. We're kidding. We're just we want a little bit of some, argument here, because that's what they do on Selection Sunday when they're like, "Wait, why didn't this team make it?" Jake, you did a wonderful job explaining this and breaking it down. Well done for 23 years old. You got this stuff down. I mean, you did it well. So congrats on that. And look forward to this TBT tournament. It's going to be fun, and it's great to have kind of a team in it, if you will, to see what this House of Pain can do. So good luck with everything. I hope I hope COVID-19 stays out of the way, and I hope we get to watch some basketball coming up soon. Jake, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me on, and I'm hoping one year, if all things go well with House of Pain, we can bring this thing to Champaign.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That's a great, great way to end it, buddy. Thank you, Jake.
Take care, guys.
All right, Jake Pavorsky, Director of PR for TBT Tourney. He's really good at this job. Really good at that. Follow him again on Twitter, at Jake Pavorsky.
I didn't know he'd know the Illini squad like that.
He's on it, man. All right, so you just sign up for the team.
I just signed up for Marquette, because why the hell not? And I could make $300.
Traitor?
I don't care. They're the overall
get D-Wade.
They're the overall 2 seed, and they're getting Dwayne Wade. I just signed up. It says, congratulations. You have completed your registration. If the Golden Eagles win, you will currently stand to share $300.
Scott Frost! That's all you... Can you now sign up for another team?
I don't think so.
You only get one vote.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. We just got inside information that Dwayne freaking Wade may be on one of these teams.
Sounds like Illinois might have a couple.
You might be in prison.
A couple more.
That's insider info.
You might be in prison?
Yeah.
You can have insider info. No insider trading.
Well, that's kind of what...
Otherwise, I would have been in prison.
I thought you were
a while ago for insider info.
What, you got some guy in Germany now feeding you info on the German soccer league?
I thought you were just saying Dwayne Wade might go to prison.
No. I'm talking about the cook or whatever. That lady, she went to prison.
Okay, well, I don't...
What was her name?
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't care. I have no shame. I want to win some money.
I'm going House of Pain, man.
Okay, go for it.
How much can you... Okay, when we... Well, no, we can't. We got to...
Here's the least number of fans on a team that's in it.
Okay.
It's Big X. They only have 15 fans who could win $2,500.
My goodness.
If you backed Khalil Iverson. And they
first of all, I'm taking one of these teams that got a bye. I'm taking the money, or what was the, was it the money team that had?
Yeah, Joe Johnson, the money team.
Or who had?
The guy from Southern.
Yeah, who had my guy from Southern?
The money team.
Yeah. Joe Johnson was on overseas, sorry.
I'm taking the money team.
You would win $1,400.
With the money team?
Yep. You want me to sign you up?
How do I not do House of Pain?
I was going to say, how are you not rolling with...
No, roll me with House of Pain.
Because there's money on the line.
I know, but... Yeah, you're right. Give me the money team. Sign me up on the money team. How much do I win with the money team?
$1,400.
Wow, okay.
You would win $400 with House of Pain.
TBT is doing a good job of...
They're doing wonderful. And let's be honest. They got a huge break, if you will, with this COVID-19. With no other sport going on is what I mean. In terms of
interest.
Interest, yeah.
Attention.
I mean, I know that sounds weird.
I'm really into this.
Now you really are, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
All right, I'm going money team.
Okay, I just signed you up. What's your birth date again?
Am I supposed to say that?
Oh, maybe not.
10-9-70.
Okay, it's right by Matt Damon.
10-9-70.
Okay, you've been signed up. You stand on $1,400.
Pipes, who are you going with? And nobody's going to get mad at you if you don't go Illinois.
Okay. Illinois.
You going Carmen's Crew?
Illinois.
Wow.
How much can you win on Carmen's Crew? Like $14?
Let's see. Carmen. You really think they repeat, though?
Put my name in association with Aaron Kraft and those guys.
Oh, good call. I'm only doing the money team. I got a little bit.
You
got
to be able to sleep at night.
I got a little bit because Tatum was a Saluki and I'm a dog.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
$148 for Carmen's Crew.
Yeah. I'll take my $1,400 with the money team. This is kind of cool because, I mean, let's be honest, you're going to watch House of Pain.
Of course.
So you need to pick somebody else.
Write articles about it.
Right? Oh, yeah, no doubt. You're going. You're going to, like, sneak in. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Brett Behrens, WCIA 3 Sports Director. We'll do it next. Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point. With Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
When we heard Dr. Fauci talk about the October and baseball and needs to be done, that's the heart of football season. That is right in it. And you're saying it's going to be tough at that point. So I guess the announcement of Dr. Fauci saying the NFL needs a bubble isn't shocking. It's not going to happen. But just him saying that, it does make you think a little more because everybody is thinking about that second wave as all these states are going back and reopening and trying to get back to a somewhat of a normal situation, to think that this could all happen all over again, and to think that we would need to do that for a sport where it would need to be, with everybody included, probably around 3,000 people for like 5 months. It's just not going to happen.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo Monday morning.
Here's a quote from Rob Manfred in a call from reporters yesterday. It is telling. He says, this needs to be over. I told him 70 games was simply impossible given the calendar and the public health situation. And he, I'm assuming Tony Clark there, went ahead and made that proposal anyway. It is getting dicey. Let's bring in Buster Olney and Doug Glanville to talk more about this. By the way, according to the union proposal, the players would have to report a week from today. This is feeling like a high-stakes game of chicken. Buster, where do things stand right now?
Yeah, Ryan, look, you would think that they're close enough now that they would work out their differences. The owner's proposing 60 games early in the week. The players countering with 70 games yesterday. And as I said, people have told me from both sides that they're close enough now where both sides have to assess, look, are we really ready to blow up the season over these differences? Or are we going to find a sweet spot, maybe 64 games in the middle, 65, 66 or something like that? But as one person said to me, this relationship is so toxic and so unproductive that it is unpredictable. I do think they'll eventually get a deal. Maybe they'll get it today, maybe over the weekend. And only then can we really begin to assess the damage to the product because of how these negotiations have played out over the last 6 weeks.
Okay, so a hint of optimism for you, Buster. Doug, what's your reaction?
Well, you know, they can't even seem to agree on what they've agreed upon. You know, I mean, that's when you look at that, you know, you see the dialogue in the sort of open market of people discussing it publicly. And it's so inconsistent because they have to go back to their constituents and get feedback and then go back. But in between, they're having this sort of public discussion and it's very counterproductive. And what they have to be mindful of, you know, lessons from when I was part of the executive subcommittee over PEDs. Then Senator John McCain jumped in from his Commerce Committee and started to get involved. Now, we have a lot of other things that Congress is working on given the pandemic, but you don't want to sort of it to get to the stage where now public officials start chiming in saying, what's the problem? Maybe it's your antitrust exemption. I mean, you're starting to open up the door for everybody to get in because they see 70 and 60 and they say, wow, add those two and divide by two. And there you go. There's your number. So they have they have to be very careful about who might now start stepping in.
That's the last thing you want, outside influences coming in. So, Buster, you mentioned a little hint of optimism there. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Percentage-wise, what are the chances that a season happens? Let's say from 0 to 100%.
I think it's 100% that they'll to get a season going because it's so important to the sport. It's so important to each side. And if either side blows it up at this point, they're going to look like complete villains. If, in fact, they do get an agreement on the money, though, that's the Mount Everest of these talks. Right behind it is K2, which is to keep the players safe, to keep them healthy under the safety and health protocol that they have to go through. And you mentioned the timeline. Like, the realities of the clock and the calendar are absolutely kicked in at this point. They have to get moving to get all these processes in place to do everything they can to keep the players and staffers safe.
You know, Doug, Buster talks about the idea of the impact on the game. As this goes further, what kind of impact do you think it has on the reputation and the way people see the game?
Well, it's definitely negative, Ryan. I mean, you recognize what people are facing in the larger society, the health crisis, unemployment. I mean, you're not going to get a whole lot of sympathy along those lines because of the stress everybody's under. So the timeline not only opens up the door for more information and concerns as we're opening up as a country, the virus is still present. So that's going to make it more stressful on everyone as they sort of don't move forward and don't put protocols in place to actually address these issues.
On ESPN Radio.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Game Day Spirits Father's Day sale is now live. From now until Father's Day, take advantage of 20% off all polos and hats. That's all polos and hats. Great brands such as Nike, Tommy Bahama, and more on sale. Deals available online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com or in person at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign. Get your father something he's guaranteed to like this Father's Day at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
Governor's orders. BMW Champaign is open for business. For the same payment of a domestic, why not buy a BMW? Sporty BMW race cars for under $400 a month. Full size, three big rows for the price of a Chevy. But we live in a different world than we did just a few weeks ago. The deals are aggressive but temporary. Factory hasn't built or shipped vehicles in over a month. Inventories are dropping quickly. And if you wait, the BMW Champaign cars will be gone and the deals will be gone forever. You will have missed it. So buy online now at BMWofChampaign.com or simply come see us because we're open by order of the governor.
20 seconds isn't much time, but it's enough to stop the spread of coronavirus by washing your hands. Just lather with soap and water, scrub for 20 seconds, rinse, dry, and repeat often. A message from the Illinois State Medical Society.
Hi, my name is Matthew Gordon, doctor of physical therapy at Mettler Center. COVID-19 hasn't stopped pain and injury, and it hasn't stopped physical therapy either. Telehealth can bring physical therapy to you while you stay home and flatten the curve. Our goal is to make the experience simple and stress-free. To help, we are offering the first telehealth session free of charge because we believe it is an essential part of the healthcare system right now. To get started today, visit MettlerCenter.com.
My name is John Bambanek. Like you, I work hard and paid my property taxes weeks ago, but I was appalled to see the payment was not recorded and I was being charged late fees. Times are hard enough in Champaign without our county government mishandling our tax dollars. Call the Champaign County Treasurer and demand answers at 217-384-3743. That number is 217-384-3743. Join me in demanding Champaign County getting its act together. This message paid for by John Bambanek.
Hey, Betty, you live at Baytown Apartments, right?
Yeah, just off
Prospect and Boardwalk Drive in Champaign.
There's a lot of great restaurants and shopping there. Is there a gym nearby?
Who needs it? Baytown has 24/7 fitness center and sauna at the clubhouse.
Wow.
It's great, but the weather being so nice, I've been getting my workout on the jogging pass around the lake.
You have all that at Baytown Apartments?
Yeah, it's the best. Staff does a great job keeping the place beautiful.
Do you think they have any units available?
Actually, they have newly remodeled 1 and 2 bedroom units. You should check them out at baytown.net. Tell the courtesy staff at the welcome gate and get a tour.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
We all have that friend. They always have the right tool for the job. Need a Torx wrench? Dave's got it. Claw hammer? Of course, got that too. How about a dolly suitable for safely moving your settee down a slim hallway? Dave doesn't have that. But 2 Men in a Truck does. 2 Men in a Truck has all the right tools for your next move. So when it's time to sling a settee, don't call Toolbox Dave. Call the moving professionals at 2 Men in a Truck. 2menchampaign.com. That's a smart move.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
Game Day Spirits Father's Day sale is now live. From now until Father's Day, take advantage of 20% off all polos and hats. That's all polos and hats. Great brands such as Nike, Tommy Bahama, and more on sale. Deals available online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com or in person at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign. Get your father something he's guaranteed to like this Father's Day at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. Derek Piper alongside, we presume... Or assume. We just went through that this week. I presume.
Presume, because we know.
Yeah.
We think we know.
We think we know. So I presume that Hans D will be here.
Who you got?
Well, we'll see. All right. So we'll do who you got. Maybe some more information on Major League Baseball. It may come down to the commissioner saying, here's what you're doing. And we did hear some good news. We're thinking too negatively. What? That's not even a word. Too much negativity is what we're thinking lately, but we got some positive news today for people around the Champaign-Urbana area. Brett Behrens, WCIA 3 Sports Director, joins us. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Glad to see you're putting that SIU education to good use line with the negatively, whatever that word was.
I learned that.
We Salukis stand proud.
Right. Isn't that true?
We don't even know our school song.
Oh.
That's all the words we know.
Oh, man. I did tweet it out the other day. They had a bunch of alumni on Zoom, alumni band on Zoom, doing the school song, and it didn't take me long to kind of start humming it. I was like, all right, I kind of remember this. Hey, speaking
of... Do you know the words?
No, I don't know the whole words, but I know the jingle. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, but the words are Go Southern Go. That's all the words we know.
That's it. That's totally it at that point. Speaking of Southern, you finally got rid of Craig Choate. Man, took you a while.
I'm happy
kidding.
For him. He's doing great.
I'm kidding. That was big news for you guys, obviously. Craig, a wonderful addition to Channel 3 back in the day, and it did wonderful work around here. I know all the coaches and the athletes really enjoyed him. That is definitely a shift when you lose somebody out of a sports department. I know that, you know, we, the viewers, we take it as a bit of a shift because it's like, oh, man, I'm used to watching him. But when you're working with him on a daily basis, I know it's not easy to do, is it?
No, it's all good. You know, I like to always say we take our job seriously, but we like to have a lot of fun too.
Amen.
And for Craig, sometimes maybe he was on the butting end of the joke. You can ask Anise McEwen about that. But, you know, we had fun, and I hope that he enjoyed his time here. I know that he did, and we're going to miss him.
Absolutely. All right, big news of the day. Champaign-Urbana is getting the IHSA state basketball tournament back. Did you feel like I did that it was going to happen this way? Did you feel like the momentum was with Champaign? And when it happened, what were your thoughts?
It's been building towards this for a long time. It didn't shock me at all. I would have been completely blown out of the water if it would have gone to Peoria today. I just feel like all the stars have been aligning for a long time to get to this. And Craig Anderson on his teleconference just a short time ago said that, you know, they didn't change the format just for Champaign. But when you start to think about it, so that if you're not fully aware, like the state basketball format is changing. So it's all going to be on one weekend now instead of on two weekends. Class 1 and 2A have been the first weekend for the past, I don't know, decade plus.
Yeah.
The 3 and 4A have been on the second weekend. Now it's all going to be combined into one. You're going to have a championship Saturday with all four state championship games on one day. I think it's going to be phenomenal. It lines up perfectly to come to a venue like Champaign that's bigger, I think more renovated. That was a huge factor for the IHSA. That State Farm Center looks new. It's renovated. It's the state's best venue for college basketball.
Sure.
And so all of those things, I think, played into that. But for Champaign and State Farm Center, I don't think they were willing to give up two weekends because that's right in the middle of Big Ten season and everything else. So I just think all of this had been aligning for a long time, and I'm happy that it's in Champaign because I think they're going to do a really nice job.
You said it there, Brett. It just seemed like the best. It is the best stage for basketball in the state. And you and I have both been over to Peoria, and they had done a good job.
Sure.
And the fan experience was always very good. But curious, and this probably is an obvious answer here, but just the aggressiveness that Illinois showed, Josh Whitman, and then just Champaign to try to bring it back. What do you think? What do you make of that, or just kind of why was it so important to get it back to Champaign?
I think that's the biggest thing, Derek, is that they all came together. And Jane DeLuce, who's the president and CEO of Visit Champaign, was super aggressive on this. This is the last time that they put the bid in back in 2015. State Farm Center was in shambles at that point. I mean, they're renovating it. You know, she called it a dust bowl. I mean, there's just all sorts of stuff. They were selling a vision then.
Right.
Now they can sell a finished product this time. And I think that played wonders into their bid process. They had the IHSA crew here, the whole, you know, team at a game. I don't remember what game it was this past season, but they announced them on the video board. I mean, they had full buy-in from Josh Whitman, from Brad Underwood, who said on the teleconference just a short time ago that, you know, this is so important to him to have it here. And from a recruiting standpoint, absolutely. I mean, you're getting free visits essentially from these players, you know, up and comers, maybe guys that are already committed to your program or whatever else. I mean, I think this is huge for Illinois. So when you have that buy-in both from the Champaign community, from the U of I, and also the hotels, because look, I mean, Jane DeLuce said that hotels didn't have anything to do with the tournament leaving or like coming back or whatever else. But we all know that they jacked the rates for the hotels back in the early 90s.
Correct.
And I guess they have that right. But like that played a huge part for people not wanting to come or whatever else. If I have to get a 3-night minimum in a hotel that's $250 in 1993, you know, maybe that sways some people the opposite way.
Sure.
And so for me, the fact that they were able to get 13 area hotels to lock in prices for that weekend for the next 3 years shows a lot to me that they were all bought in and all on the same page.
Brett, I want to follow up on the recruiting angle. How much are you buying into that advantage? Are you saying that if John Gross was hugging Jordan Goodwin in Champaign after a state title instead of Peoria, he would have came to Illinois? Is it, could that happen?
I mean, it's a free visit, right? That's
sure,
how I
yeah.
do it. If
yeah,
you get
cool.
to be in the locker room, and maybe Gross can have a, hey, can you put, you know, his team in our locker room or whatever else,
sure.
you know, put fill in the name player or whatever else in there, because one of those teams for each class is going to share the same locker room as Illinois, you know, and I'm not naive enough to think that if there's a big time recruit that Underwood's not going to say, hey, can you put them in our locker room or, you know, give them the tour or whatever else.
Amen.
I mean, for me, it's just like a free visit. That's how I view it. So yeah, I mean, could it have an effect? Absolutely.
Brett, I think it'll be pretty cool, and especially for us in the sports media world, to have a championship Saturday and to have 3 days of nonstop basketball from both the 1A through the 4A level, I think that will be something that I know, like for you guys, usually you have, you know, usually a spattering, if you will, of area teams that are playing. Sometimes maybe a 2A you miss out or a 3A you miss out. But when it comes to the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, you might have a lot of local teams. And for you guys in the TV world or News Gazette or, you know, just some of the local media, that's going to be awesome to cover.
Yeah, and that championship Saturday is what really gets me excited about this coming here. And it would have been the same if it was at Peoria, right? Like, they made these changes. They announced it last year well before this bid was due or anything else. But it's exciting to me that they're building towards that. They're making this more of an event. And so Peoria had this March Madness experience for kids and all of that kind of stuff. The IHSA has made it clear, and in the bid from Champaign and the U of I, that they want the focus to be on the games, and they're trying to bring it back to the games and back to, you know, the 12, 13, 14,000 people that were at Assembly Hall back in the day. Now, are they going to get that? I don't see 14,000 people here again. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I just think there's too many other interests. There's other ways to watch it now. I mean, think of all the recruits. You know, I mean, 20 years ago, Lon, I'm going to date you here, but without Twitter or largely the internet or anything else, like, you know, you came to see these players. You'd heard about them. You read about them in the paper or whatever else, and you wanted to see those players. I think it's just a different age now, and so you're not going to have quite that same thing. But, you know, they're hoping to bring some excitement, and I would expect a big-time increase in attendance, at least for these first couple of years, and then we'll see. I also don't see the IHSA moving it. Like, this bid's only 3 years. The last bid was five. I find that curious a little bit why this was only a three-year bid. But I think the IHSA's in Champaign for, you know, the foreseeable future here. I don't see it moving again in 3 years unless it just goes catastrophically wrong, which I don't expect that.
Learning a lot from Brett Behrens, WCIA 3 sports director. This is the only time that I'll honestly say this and mean it. The economic impact of something like this, it does have a different, it does make a difference here. And obviously, Brett, with the way that the downtown Champaign has changed its look, I know Urbana's got wonderful restaurants as well. I mean, it's just more inviting now for fans from not this area to come down and have plenty of things to do.
I agree. Jane DeLuce said about $4 million on the economic impact. She said that, Lon, and I instantly thought of you. So, you know, you've got that going for you, which is nice.
Where's Harry? Where's Harry Black for that opening shot of your segment where you put a basketball outside a hotel? And just that open it static shot of just a basketball sitting there. That's what Harry always loved.
Oh, man. I try and avoid those cliche openers. I got to get a little creative on now. But I think the economic impact is huge, and it should certainly provide a boost. The other thing that they did, and I didn't mention this prior, in moving and shifting the schedule, they moved it back a weekend. So it's not going to be on the NCAA first weekend of March Madness. I think that helps, too. Look, if you were telling me that you have an option to go watch March Madness from the college game or the March Madness from high school and Illinois State basketball, high school-wise, I'm picking NCAA, sorry. Sure. You know what I mean? Sure. And so I think by moving this up, it'll now be on the Big Ten conference weekend. I think that'll really help.
Well, any insider news on Iowa? We'll take it.
Hey, you got your scoops.
Are we holding
there.
Our breath?
I don't have this was my scoops today, so I don't have any news on Iowa. What do you guys think? You coming back?
I've worn out Derek on this, so I had to wear somebody else out. I won't speak for Derek, but I think we all kind of are in the same boat,
he
right?
He tweeted out a date that I think lines up with the NBA draft over the weekend, so that seems to be...
That's not good.
Not surprising.
That's not good. Well, listen,
I'll say this. When the season ended, I said there's a 99.8% chance he's going pro.
Mm-hmm.
And I've wavered on that a little bit just with everything going on. But I think my number's down to about 95% now.
Okay.
Does that tell you anything?
Well, you're telling me I got a chance at like the Dumb and Dumber. That's exactly what you're telling me. Hey, listen, Brett, I know you guys will be all over this story about the IHSA state basketball tournament returning to this area. So look forward to watching that tonight. I assume you'll have all sorts of coverage, both in the news and sports area.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on at 5 here in just a couple of minutes, be on at 6. And Marley talked to a couple coaches today.
Sweet.
Tim Lavin from Centennial won a state title. and Cody Rinker down at Effingham St. Anthony, which I know is out of your guys' area, but it's in our area. And they both said this is big for them because, you know, they grew up wanting to come to Assembly awesome. Hall then. And Cody actually played. He was on the SIUE team in 2009. So he got to play at Assembly Hall. And so for him, you know, if he could maybe get back at some point to State Farm Center and win a title there, he thought, you know, that'd be really cool. So awesome. That's coming up tonight at 6.
We're giving you 13 minutes to go get your makeup on, my friend. Thank you for everything.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Brett Behrens, WCIA 3 Sports Director. I hope everybody knows I was kidding about Craig Choate. I miss Craig. I liked especially, of course, I just miss sports, basically. But it's fun, and it's I can speak to someone in the TV world that I always said that I never developed. I have a couple of buddies that are really, really, really close buddies. Other than that, I just kept away. I mean, I was friends with everybody. I was happy with, you know, I joked around. But it's just, it's an ever-evolving business to where people are moving on for the better, whether it's out of the industry like I did and like Craig did, or whether it's moving on to another station. Yep. It's hard. I mean, it's hard because you sit there and you work every day essentially with somebody for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and then it's like, hey, I'm leaving next Tuesday, and I'm gone. And it's like, okay, well, it's good to see you. All right, next hour, we're going to have some fun. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.